وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Salamu alaykum. This is Hussein and you're listening to your program For Humanity from IRIB English Radio. In this program, we talk about Islamic teachings pertaining to humanity. And as we said in previous episodes, one of the great sources of understanding and learning about Islamic principles pertaining to humanity is the lifestyle and biography of the great leaders of Islam. And one good source for this is a book that has a good analysis of the biographies and the lifestyle of great personalities of Islam, starting from the Prophet and continuing to the lives of great leaders from the household of the Prophet. This book is called A 250-Year-Old Person by His Eminence Grand Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei. And in the previous chapter, we were talking about the introduction and how the book starts to explain the task that it tries to carry out about the life of the infallible imams, that there are two extreme sides with regards to the position of the ulama, scholars, with regards to the rulers in the history of Islam, and the leaders from the household of the Prophet, they did not have armed insurgency like Khawarij against the rulers, but at the same time, they did not agree with the injustice going on, with the distortion going on, and they had a plan for the reform and islah. Islah is one word that can explain all this long project upheld by the imams. So, at the latter part of the introduction, Ayatollah Khamenei says that there were two distortions that were disseminated by the ruling class at the time, at the earliest stages of the Islam. So one of them was the distortion in the criteria of a ruler. So some of these rulers at that time, they had changed the values and principles. At the time of the Prophet, the lifestyle of the Prophet was a very simple spiritual lifestyle. But then after some years, you will see the change totally in the system. The caliphate turns into kingdom, and which is generational through bloodline. And this is completely against the initial picture that the people had of the Islamic rulership. So this is a distortion when ruling based on spirituality and Islamic values turns into ruling based on power, deceit, and other things. That's one distortion. The other distortion is in the instances. For example, some people were praised for things that they have not done. Some people were given as examples of Muslim rulers where they themselves, they had great troubles in terms of following the Islamic rules. For example, some of them, according to historical reports that we have, some of them would drink wine, some of them would have missed prayers, some of them were cruel, ruthless killers of people, innocent people in different like governors here and there. So people would see that not only the values and principles set and promoted by the Prophet, they have changed, but also people who claim this position are very unqualified for this position. And the Shia Imams, they had the task and obligation to rectify and reform both of these two distortions. In the second segment, we continue to inshallah finish the introduction and start the first chapter.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad ya muslimin sallu alayhi Allahumma salli ala Muhammad sallu alayhi
Welcome back. This is Hussein, and you're listening to a program for humanity from IRIB English Radio. In the first segment, we talked about the introduction of the book, and we said that according to the ideas of Ayatollah Khomeini, backed and supported by historical facts, Shia Imams were not into armed resistance or into fighting or starting a fight within Islamic Ummah like Khawarij. And at the same time, they were not like some of the scholars who would not have any problem with the injustice being done in the Muslim community. So they would resist. And the very instances of the opposition taking place and being reported in history, for example, some of Shia Imams, they were poisoned publicly. I mean, many people realized that they left this world not in a natural way, very young ages, or some of them were imprisoned. According to Shia narratives, all of the Imams were martyred in different ways, but some of them were more visible. Anyways, so this shows that the narrative that says they were all in peace and they had no problem is a false narrative, and it was promoted by the ruling class in order to just diffuse and discharge their opposition, and because they wanted just to cover up their injustice done to the Imams. But in reality, we realize when we look at history, we realize that there were some points of clash and conflict, and the only reason that the Imams did not start a fight, like taking up arms and doing like that, was that they had a long-term plan, which does not mean they didn't have a plan. Sometimes you have a short-term plan. Some of the Imams, they had short-term plan, but then circumstances changed and they had long-term plan, which needed the building of a community, gathering people, education, and other things. So this is the total picture of what we are going to see in this book, treating and analyzing the lives of great leaders of Islam as one person who is 250-year-old person. And we start the first chapter that pertains to the Prophet. In the beginning of the first chapter, we realize and we focus on the fact that the Prophet, when he started his mission, his project, you can only imagine how alone he was and how difficult his task was, because there were only two groups of people against him. One group, that they were the elite and they could read and write and they understood the core message of the Prophet, they were against him. And then he had some people who were illiterate and they did not have that much of knowledge. And he had to train them, to teach them, to raise awareness for them. And with difficulty, he could start building a small community, the seeds of a later great Muslim community. And he did all of this himself, alone, step by step, with unmatched patience and endurance. He went through very difficulties, and the beginning, the early Islamic community in Mecca, they had all the persecutions, all the difficulties that you know better. So we start the chapter by remembering these things, that why they had difficulty. If the message of Islam was only a spiritual message, they would not have a difficulty. There was some political and social aspect to it that made it difficult for the Prophet and for the first Muslim members of the community to continue their path. Inshallah, in the next episode, we're going to cover why this mission was difficult and what are the links between Islamic ideology and sociopolitical dimensions to it. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Jannah, Jannah, it's all I ever want. wage for. This life is not eternal, but the next will last forever.